This very skilled understanding of Tokete Badagba Omo Omorenimu has to stop.
For many of us Nigerians, it is obvious that we don't listen, right? We don't listen. And when we listen just to reply. You don't listen to understand. Because I posted a video yesterday where I talked about Onje Omo. And many people were saying they don't agree, they disagree, which is fine, all right? You don't always have to agree with me. In fact, I won't rate you if you always agree with me. You understand? But you say you disagree and you go ahead to repeat the same things, the very same things I have said as reasons for you disagreeing, which makes it obvious that you never watched the video to the end. A video of 10 minutes, you probably watched the first 5 minutes or less, and then you just assume that you understand what I'm saying. And you comment based on that. Still on this Onje Omo issue, because I see many of you saying things like, Onje Omo is deeper than money. Exactly what I'm saying. Again, a proof of the fact that you didn't finish watching that video. And if you did finish watching it, then you watched it not to understand. Because this is the exact point I made in that video. But let's call a spade. Eja Soju Abenko. In this, our Nigeria, in this Yoruba land, most of the time, when most of our parents talk about Onje Omo, what they have in mind is money. What they have in mind is you meeting their needs. A lot of you are saying things like, Emi Aje Onje Omo Loruko Jesu, Emi Aje, calm down. If what reaping the fruit of your labors mean to you is that someday when your children are of age, they will have to pay you back financially for the sacrifices you made for them, then you are a part of this mess you want to correct. That joy that you derive from seeing your children excel, from seeing them cohabit in love, from seeing their lives get better as a result of the sacrifices you made for them. That is the real Onje Omo. That is why it is said that Idunu Lonje Agba. That love is what you should be after. Now, whatever they do to you, whatever monetary gift they give you, even though you don't need their money, that will now be a case of Arakun Lasho Gbagi. Your children giving you monetary gift should be out of love, not out of necessity. Not because they are under pressure. Many African youths are doing these things out of resentment. I kid you not. Would you rather have all the gifts, all the money, and not have love? I think that love is what you should be after. Eating the fruit of your labor should not be about monetary gift. It shouldn't be about pecuniary benefits at all. Because if your parents are rich, let's even say your parents don't need your money at all, then on all over people, will over on beer. If your parents don't need your money at all, what is going to be their own Onje Omo? Many of us, this is why we're even having problems in our relationships, because we don't see provision. We are not capable of seeing provision outside finances. We can't see being useful, being of benefit to somebody be outside providing money. We are not capable of seeing a good living as something larger than having money. And this is a serious problem. The Onje Omo that means your children providing for you when you are old is wrong. No matter how you choose to see it, it is wrong. For me, the ideal Onje Omo is watching your children coexist in love. Seeing what they are doing and being proud of them, that is Onje Omo. Watching them build on your legacy and not seeing them soil your name is Onje Omo. Seeing your children doing greater things than you did, seeing them enter places you couldn't have entered, that is Onje Omo. Your children supporting you, not neglecting you in your old age. You not going seeking support or seeking help from other children when you have your own. That is Onje Omo. That is kind of Onje Omo temi veje. Yoruba ni kabale riyan ronse lafin bimo. There are many ways to be useful to your parents. It shouldn't be about money. And if money is involved, it isn't wrong. What is wrong is making your financial need your child's obligation. This is an exploitative concept that is limiting the growth of many of us African youths. Now, many of us have already found ourselves in that situation. There is nothing you can do about it. You have to care for your parents, if you can. You can't watch them suffer. But this is because that is the situation of things. It is never the norm. It shouldn't be preached as the ideal norm. Don't pervade it as our tradition. Again, I ask, if your Onje Omo is all about money, what then is Onje Omo for Dangote? What is Onje Omo for Tedola? The rich people in our pre-colonial histories, the Alechin lawyers, the Anima Shauns, the Arowo Loos, what was Onje Omo for them? What did they have in mind? Was it money? The life goal for many of us today
is to take our parents out of their current unpalatable situations. That is why we are hustling the way we are hustling. That is why we don't want to fail in life. We want to make mama proud. Me, for one, my greatest joy will be experienced when I eventually give to my parents the kind of life I think they deserve. But I will do that bearing in mind that that is not the way things should have been. I will do it with the mindset of breaking a yoke. I will do it with a correctional mindset. I will do it knowing that this is not something I want to institutionalize as a tradition. I don't want to make it an institution. I will do it not because I want my own children to do it for me in return. Any sacrifice you make for your child or children is your obligation. You brought them here and you must be responsible for them without expecting them to pay you back in return for taking care of them in a world that you brought them to without their consent. Now, do we as children or do your children have duties to you? Of course, to claim that your children have no duties to you would be wrong. But these duties do not include them meeting your financial needs. Again, for the optimist time, there is more to being useful than providing money. There is more to providing than finances. Life is not always about money. Beneficiary things don't always have to be pecuniary. The blessings that come with having children, the satisfaction, the joy, the pride, watching them grow, watching them excel, that is why in our culture, we've got names like Omodara, Omoniji, Omoleye, Omotoke, Ibiduni. That is why we have a name such as Omolara. Imagine that. Omolara, the joy of having your own family, the joy of having a home, Omotara, Aramide. When our forefathers were thinking of that names or those names, it wasn't money that they had in mind. They had more than money in mind. Those are the Onjomo we should be talking about. But the Onjomo that is being pervaded today as our culture is actually black tax. This very skewed understanding of Toketeba Dagba Omo Omo Renimu has to stop, right? That is a very good proverb that talks about taking care of your old ones. When your parents are of age, it doesn't necessarily have to be about money. This black tax thing is making the lives of so many African youths a living hell, especially Africans overseas. Many young people are carrying loads, carrying burdens beyond their ages, all in the name of, Iya mi gbodo je ounje omo, baba mi gbodo je ounje omo. Again, I'm not saying don't be useful to your parents. I'm not saying don't take care of your parents. But do it knowing that under normal circumstances, that should never have been part of what you should worry about in life. Do it with the mindset that, well, this is what I have to do because of the situation I found myself in. All right? And if you disagree, that is totally fine, sincerely, and I respect that. But this one that I have shared is my own personal opinion, which I'm entitled to. And I'm very convinced that when our forefathers, when our ancestors came up with the concept of Onje Omo, they had in mind more serious things than financial provision. Because amongst our forefathers existed rich people too. And those rich people, Onje Omo for them, did not mean them expecting their children to come and pay back monetarily for, you know, the sacrifices they made for them. All right? Well, sure.